I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper says he can't give any assurances that the Colorado water plan he pushed for will remain a priority under the next governor. KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
The statewide plan is a guiding document, not a series of mandates. That means it could be pushed aside or rewritten under a new governor. Hickenlooper is term limited and says there's no way to know what his successor will do.
I've talked to most of the candidates. I think most of them will say, well, I might make some changes, but I support the water plan. They know that it's popular in the entire state, in all four corners.
Hickenlooper made the comments at a Denver meeting of some of the state's top water officials. The plan was completed in 2015. It's a broad look at the state's water issues, and it calls on cities to cut back their use, water managers to build new reservoirs, and farmers to be more flexible. I'm Luke Runyon in Denver.
Colorado is welcoming this year's Outdoor Retailer and Snow Show, a multi-million dollar gathering of outdoor industry brands and retailers. The show debuted today in Denver after a high-profile departure from its longtime home in Salt Lake City in a dispute over preserving public lands. Organizers have criticized President Donald Trump's decision to drastically shrink two national monuments in Utah. Some Utah political leaders back that move. Outdoor industry leaders insist that preserving public lands is vital to their trade. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.